Ninth Pek of Soita, second Mishnah. We're learning the halachas of Eglo Arufa. It has to do with Soita because the psukim of Eglo Arufa that would have to be said in Hebrew. Just like the Megillah Soita is in Hebrew. Nimsa Tomen Bagal. We found a dead person buried in a gal, as in a pile of stones. Oh, Yisha Tomen in rubble. Oh, Yisha Tomen Be'ilan. He was hanging up in a tree. He was floating on the water. This exerts a kosif that even though that which we kill this egel as a kapara is because this person died and we don't know what happened, but there's certain limitations. Like it says, Bardoma, lo tomen bagal. He found him in the earth and not underneath the rubble. Noifel, falling, lo tomen bagal, not hanging in the tree. Basada, in the field, lo tomen bagal, not floating. Nimsa some of Asfar, if he was found by the border between us and the Goyim, Olish Ruben Nochem, a city that was majority Goyim, Olish Shem by Bezdin, there's no Bezdin in that city, Lo Yorfim, because the Arifa was initiated by the Bezdin of the Jewish town which was closest to the place where they found this dead person. Ein Moidedim Elam Yish Yish by Bezdin, and when we make the measurement of the two cities, we also measure the city that has a Bezdin. If there's two cities with Badi Tina, then we measure which is closer. Nimsa Mechuvan, if it was exactly in between the two cities, so which one does Egle Rufa? Benchtei Yoris, so it's exactly in between two cities. Shtei Mevir, Shtei Agol, Ziv Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says each one has to bring his own Egel. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Ein Yerushalayim Mevi Egle Rufa. Yerushalayim does not bring the Egle Rufa because it says, Adom Asher Hashem Akechem, Lo Yitzin Lechonachal Rishta. It's your private Yerusha, a prat that's excluding Yerushalayim, which is Shayach to all the Shvatim.